just something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
That's, of course, Wednesday, so that means that Marcus Meng from Into the Pit's going to join us today. And I think you're going to do well today. I think this one might go. I just heard Brady's topic, and we'll announce it now, but I think you're going to do well. Brady, what is today's Rock Wars topic since you won last week?
It's about our friend Dick Toledo and his Johnson & Johnson vaccine, his blood gelling up, clotting. Yeah. A song that fits that.
His gravy blood from his terrible decision to get that Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Just pure laziness, Marcus. We all got the two shot. Did you get the Johnson & Johnson?
No, I got the Pfizer.
You got the one that's like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do two. I'm not the irresponsible. Hey, I only need one. Let's stay to 60% protection. Yeah, I'm shaming. I'm doing shot shaming now because I like it.
I don't know.
Especially because it's Toledo.
They say it's random.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just like the one in four. Maybe the government's acting like Thanos and taking out people.
Wow. I'm actually, people that are saying that that's what they're doing, I mean, find me a downside to that. I think that's actually a pretty decent plan. You can shave this down a little bit, thin the herd, and we'll be all right. But Toledo's blood is slowing down by the second due to this lazy vaccine that he got, which has been banned now for a few days. Because even Johnson & Johnson, the CDC, is like, we don't know what it does. You guys are the ones who wanted it. So six ladies got the clots. Toledo, we can't imagine, won't have it. We're waiting for his what the gush moment. But his blood clots up. So a song in tribute to Toledo's new blood flow, which is just his heart is just, it's a cement mixer right now. Poor guy.
Wisconsin gravy blood.
Yeah. But it's probably going to cure his African disease.
Oh, his African
elbow
is going to go away and be like, look, on his deathbed, look, my elbow's better. Well, that red cheese courses through each vein.
He's saying something. Yeah. Oh, clear.
A guy named Rob Wood wrote an entire article or a parody commercial that I wish we could do. It's visual. But it's basically the Flex Seal guy going, look at how fast it clots. And he puts a guy in a wood chipper. My God, that's a lot of damage. But he's all good. Because it's just his blood is just, it's a Flex Seal. Goo. All right. A tribute to Toledo's hardening blood as we speak as Johnson & Johnson slowly kills
we should
our
win this
producer.
One.
Yeah, you guys have all the blood songs.
You
got
one.
A lot of blood songs. If you got any suggestions, Holmberg at 98kupd.com. You can text 97936. You can phone up 585-9800. All sorts of ways to tell us what you think, and we'll find out what our selections are next. Rock Wars coming up.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98KUPD.
The fear is I'll outlive my projection. Evidently, you're not allowed to kill yourself. Oh, we're back on the air. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's Rock Wars. It's Wednesday. It's time for the weekly battle of musical supremacy, known as said Rock Wars. And this week we're theming up Toledo as we find out his terribly lazy choice of vaccine of Johnson & Johnson has turned out to be a dreadful decision. Has turned his blood into Play-Doh, as Casey Chiniaz says. Chinizaz, sorry.
Blood Play-Doh.
Cut him open and see if Play-Doh comes out. It thickens your blood to the point where you clot, and then you die. There are 7 million people. 6 so far have the clots. The rest are just in waiting. Do you feel that, though, Toledo? Be honest. Like, now that you've had the shot, when you have, like, a little ache and just go, it crosses your mind.
No.
Clotting.
Honestly, no.
It should, because you're clotting.
Despite your subliminal advertising, it doesn't bother me
bit. It should make you a little hyper about like,
not at all.
Leg.
Let's me go
clotting.
About my day.
Like a second clotting.
Oh, look at that big stretch. Nope,
wasn't
didn't
much
feel
of a stretch.
A, thing.
A person with better blood could have stretched better than that. That looked a little weak. That looked like a guy who just had his shoulder replaced. Get your arms up in the air. That was embarrassing. I'm taking you to my, you're going to PT with me today. I can do that. Instead, I got a titanium arm.
That's all I got.
I know. And it's going to get worse.
That's all I got.
All I got. Anyway, so we did the thing for Toledo's blood. A song about Toledo's terrible, thick, gravy-like blood. Sand and water coursing through his veins. Brady, who would you like to go first?
Kick it off, chair.
I'm very
boys.
Excited about this. I'm excited to see what the chair's got.
Well, I'm actually going to go ahead and ask Rich if you found an edited copy of it, which
I didn't.
Got. You didn't, because I really wanted to do a Cannibal Corpse song called I See Blood. And let's just say
C-word blood.
Yeah. I see blood.
Like, come
I
hither.
See you and me.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Sure. That one. Unfortunately, it was just a tad vulgar.
Yeah, just from title alone.
But
That was a tad vulgar, but yeah. You switched to this one.
Well, this I don't think it's vulgar. This one's just mean.
Yeah,
that's true. Because some of the lyrics are, your face is gross, you eat white toast, you don't know what to do, it's just your luck, you really suck, that's all, I'm
white
sick
toast
of
is
you.
Involved? That's his name.
Yeah, exactly.
Nailed it.
Right, because really, I'm like, look, oh great, you've got an elbow problem. Oh great, you got to water down your AC. We get it, Rich. Your life's boring.
Because I hammer you with that stuff.
Yes. Constantly. So it is Gwar, I'm sick of you, Rich.
Oh, I love it. Damn it. I just got an idea. I may have a last second transfer here. I'll play a lot of this one just so I can see if the song exists.
Just pop it in the middle somewhere. There you go. That's pretty great. Hope you get better, Rich.
What's it called?
Sick of You by Gwar.
All right. This isn't a bad Gwar song. Yeah. I'm not usually not a big Gwar kind of guy.
It's catchy. I told you my Gwar story, right? The time I went and saw him at the Sail Inn 20-something years ago. Oh. And I was like, I don't know what.
You didn't have to say that. You could have just said Sail Inn. Ages ago.
Yeah, 20 years ago plus. And they had that big giant penis that he wore around.
Oh,
humongous.
Yeah.
And he's going, and he's like, and he didn't understand what he was saying. He's like, yeah. And they start, da, 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 da. And he hits this button, and this pathetic, like, discharge happens from the penis. And he looks, and he hits the button again. He stops playing, and he goes, my dick's broke. It was supposed to explode all over us, evidently.
Foam the crowd.
Yeah. That is why Gwar is great.
Yeah, that was my favorite concert moment.
Rest in peace, Dave Brocky.
Yeah, absolutely true. All right, you, ready for me? I don't have one. I do have a song, but I don't have the one I wanted. Casey Chinzaz says again, he goes, let's give his blood a new name. Bastard Blood. Oh, wait, that's the old name. There is, and so I looked, is there a song called Bastard Blood? I would have played it. It's unheard.
No.
But there is not a song yet. So local musician.
Radio suggestion for next year.
Yeah, Bastard Blood. We need a song about that. So the lyrics of my song are great because it's just basically, and it's kind of pandering in a way to be more of the hit song, which is what we normally don't do. But I got to get it right. Blood by Pearl Jam is just screaming, it's in my blood! It's in my blood! It's the jungle. Oh, don't slowly! Roll me over. Help me out. It's all about the stuff coursing through his blood, plus a cool song.
I forgot Eddie Vedder had enthusiasm.
He used to be excited.
Wow. That's when he had coke in his blood.
Back in the day when before I cared about the rainforest, I used to do copious amounts of cocaine.
That's why he cared about the rainforest.
You can't do that. That's where that stuff comes from. Marcus is right. We have to stop cutting on the rainforest so the supply of cocaine isn't interrupted.
Brady, what do you got?
I went with one that pretty much describes the whole situation. I went with the band Thrice. Blood Clots.
All right.
And Black Holes.
Another one he knows.
Oh, man.
Right.
Yeah. Never heard of
it. One of my favorite bands.
Who's the lead singer of Thrice?
Teddy Thrice.
That's
and,
right.
That's
Ken's
like,
close.
Remembered
Black
Teddy
Honey,
Thrice.
Hurricane.
Teddy Thrice.
That's my baby
kid.
Chevrolet.
Right. What is it again real quick?
Blood Clots and Black Holes.
By who?
Thrice.
There you go. Making sure. Memorized it. That's impressive. You want to sing along so that people know what they're saying?
Yeah. Do you go on like Song at All, or do you just search for titles?
Yeah.
Blood Clot lyrics.
That's all he did. Oddly enough, he did stumble upon a very Christian band. The singer, is very Christian, so he'd probably like it.
Yeah. Squirrels and Nuts, Marcus.
Yes.
Rocking out. Swing and a miss, Jim.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony.
Hello, friends. Brady just struck out.
All right. Thrice, Blood Clots, and Black Holes. You got the other thing over here.
All right,
Gwar, sick of you.
Gwar, sick of you. And I did Pearl Jam, In My Blood. We're out of time already. John Gordon, get up and pick a winner. We do this late all the time.
I don't think he's a Thrice fan, so we might work.
Yeah, we're
out
losing
on
Thrice between the two of us.
I might as well just start doing this all together.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we roll dice or pick out of a hat or something next time.
Yeah, well, it's just, you do, look, we're already late. Just move on. Read your synopsis of the whole goddamn thing.
We got to give this one to the chair.
Yes!
Oh, damn it. We get to hear Gwar, though, so I'm not complaining too much. Gwar, and look, you won with Toast. The second it describes, white toast, and it's like, well, there he is, right there. This is a song about him. There was one song somebody sent. What was the band I told you? You said it was the lead singer of another band. You saw him down at, we saw him downtown at the press room or something.
Oh God, I don't remember.
I can't remember. The blood, the thick blood was the song though, and it was like perfect lyrics, but it was a funeral dirge. It had a beats per minute of like four.
Where are your wounds?
That was it.
As the dude from Converge.
Yeah, all of it was like, Richard's blood is thick. Thump. He is so very thick. Thump. I'm like, I can't play this, but I mean, it's like they wrote it for this moment. But Gwar
like Enigma?
Kind of. Like, they're talking about Richard and Johnson and Johnson. It's so specific to this, but it was just, the beats were a little off. Couldn't dance to it. But yeah, Gwar will do. That's, I'm not complaining. Nice job, Gordon.
Great job.
Next time we'll do pick out of a hat. We don't have time for all this stuff.
I was going to pick Exodus, Bonded by Blood, but that's when I was like, no, that's pandering. I can't do it.
So now you pandered with Gwar.
Now I don't want to pick stuff that John likes.
And somebody said, I usually avert my ears to Marcus and his unlistenable garbage, but this time he picked my only Gwar song that I like. Good call. People do like Gwar.
It is one of their best songs. For not being a band known as theatrical over musical, this is one of their hits.
Yeah, it's a keeper. All right, we'll do a little Gwar here. You got it?
You got to go to Spots.
Spotswood!
Ah, we'll do it out of Spots.
I'm sick of you, Rich.
All right, we'll do it out of Spots.
No alone?
Thanks a lot, Toast. Don't worry about it, folks. We've got two more weeks till this guy's not here anymore. We'll blow right over the Spots nonsense. It's 98.
Get something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
It ends up being a Gwar song in the end.
Yep, always.
Just awful.
My dick's broke. Sorry, folks. Dick's broke. Moose up front should have told you.
That was horrible. Gwar, congratulations, Chair. You win.
We needed one.
Fine. You did need one. You absolutely did. Finally, back on board with the Chair. Marcus Mangs on Into the Pit on Sunday nights, 9 to midnight, if you want to listen to plumbing erupting and struggles. When to call a plumber. If your entire house sounds like Marcus Mangs' show, that's when you need to know.
Check your pipes.
You just say that because I was playing some grindcore.
I don't know what was going on that night. This place is going to blow up. I got to call Moon Valley immediately. Oh, no, it's just Marcus's show is on the speakers. It's 9:52. Let's get right to the entertainment drill, shall we? It's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black, learning all sorts of new cool stuff and helping me get my shoulder back in great shape. Again, talk about crawl, walk, run. I went in there with an arm that was immobilized, and they found out ways to keep me moving. That is one thing that when you do have something that stops you. Brett had his broken wrist.
Yep.
I have a friend of mine who just rolled his ankle. He's like, oh, I'm going to get fat. I'm like, yeah, but you know what? You can still do stuff. And you can do it with the expertise of the people up there. Jay comes up with all sorts of stuff, and all the trainers are so incredibly creative. And they'll take their system, which, once again, the street doesn't care if you're injured. Now you're a walking target to people who want to do bad things. So why not learn to defend yourself? Have some confidence even when you don't feel all that great about what's going on in your world. And you start walking out of there going crazy. I talked to Kevin Ray of the Suns, and he's like, that one arm fighting is amazing, but it really gives you like this sense of accomplishment to walk out of there and go, hey, what if you were holding a baby and somebody started to do something terrible? What if your one arm's incapacitated and you're like, I got to do something about this? There's some lunatic on it. And you learn, wow, I'm pretty capable with one hand. And the last thing a bad guy thinks you're going to do is fight back. And that's the fun of it all. You start gaining that kind of confidence. They teach you all sorts of great ways. You're not getting this training anywhere else, period, bar none. Best in the business for a reason. It's ever evolving. It grows every day, and it gets better and better with time. Get on over there, get in great shape, get some confidence, and learn all the things you're capable of doing from a point of zero. You're at zero right now, no matter where you are. They'll get you going. Lickety split. You'll be blown away. And you can check out their store too, tacticalblackvault.com. Go there. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
BuzzFeed put together a list of some fun facts about videos from the 90s and the 2000s.
Okay.
Like Britney Spears' schoolgirl outfit.
Yeah.
From Baby One More Time. They got that at Kmart. It cost $17.
It looked about right.
Nice.
Yeah. There wasn't anything flashy about that. It was just a regular schoolgirl out.
Christina Aguilera's Dirty video.
What is it?
Dirty.
Now it is.
Why did that require an accent?
Yeah, I don't know. Because Brady doesn't want to admit he masturbated to a video once.
He's uncomfortable with
it. There's a poster on the wall that says Thailand's sex industry and ooh, young underage girls in Thai. So, and the director later apologized to Thailand for having it
for
in there.
For whoring out under. Were they actually doing it?
No. The poster was in the background.
So what? So Thailand is like up in arms about a poster expressing exactly what goes on in Thailand on a regular
promoting
basis.
Right. The business.
Thailand doesn't care. Thailand's like, no problem.
Yeah, you want promotion? She's apologizing to the wrong people.
What do you apologize for? I apologize to the Thai girls that are being whored out, but Thailand doesn't care. You like elephant? You like young girl? We Thailand.
Channing Tatum plays a shirtless bartender in Ricky Martin's She Bangs video.
I don't remember that.
6 years before Breaking Bad, Aaron Paul was in Korn's 2002 video, Thoughtless.
Oh.
This one's the last one. Gwen Stefani's Cool is about being able to accept your ex with a new partner. It was inspired by her relationship with her ex-boyfriend, no doubt bassist Tony Kanal. And in the video, her ex-boyfriend's new girl is played by Erin Lockett, Tony's actual girlfriend. We end up marrying.
I don't care about anybody, no doubt.
Steve Urkel has his own line of marijuana.
Is it called Did I Do That? Or Urkel's Flower?
Purple Urkel is the name of it.
Purple Urkel. Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah, yeah,
it is.
That's
Purple
pretty
Urkel.
Great. Yep.
Did I do that?
Brett Favre wants to take politics out of sports.
Yep.
I know when you turn on a game, I want to watch the game. What's going on outside of the game.
Well,
I think that's most of
and
us.
Wear a copper fit.
That's almost all of us. He's right, but he'll forever be known as his greatest political statement was that half-hearted clap for Caitlyn Jenner at the ESPYs, which I still think is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Because he still felt the pressure to get up and like, if I don't do it. But he is clapping like, what are we celebrating right now? Hilarious.
You'll like this. Christopher Atkins.
The Blue Lagoon.
Yeah. He's 60 years old right now.
Don't want to see that.
Yeah, he's looking for some loving. Ladies, if you're available, here's the requirements. He posted on Instagram. He's looking for a new lady. She needs to be up for getting down twice a day because he's highly sexual. As time goes by, of course, it's going to die down to maybe once a day. But if you're wondering what kind of equipment Christopher is working with, well, there's this. A few years ago, after Blue Lagoon, he got cast as a swimming coach on Dallas.
Yeah.
And the network told him to quit stuffing his Speedos. He says, I didn't even know what stuffing was at the time.
So he's telling everybody this
packing
now.
Packing some heat.
Because he's got 60 years of pent-up huge in his pants. By the
ready
way,
ready to go.
Got two emails. One from Scott Haynes that said, I got to ask you a question about Tactical Black. I'm asking for a friend. Will it help him not die from blood clots? Oh, geez, I don't know if they can do that. And then the next one, which is a great email. Says Johnson & Johnson just changed the name of their vaccine to Toledo's Dad's 50 Years After Pill.
Jesus.
Jeez.
As much as I hate those, that one's funny.
The winner. Daniel Harrington wins today. Nice job, Daniel. We have nothing for you but our great admiration. That's hilarious.
Give him a sub. Give him a sub.
Yeah, give that man a submarine sandwich.
Give that man a T-shirt and a submarine sandwich.
That's a great joke. Well done, Daniel.
Finally, the Hoff, David Hasselhoff's daughter, Haley.
Yeah.
Is.
Haley Hoff.
Yep, Haley Hoff is the plus size model, and she's doing Playboy.
Is there still a Playboy?
Yeah.
I think they
went back. I think they brought it back.
They did? For who? Mailmen?
For guys.
By the way, it's that time of year again where the meetings for mailmen at 7 in the morning are like, all right, everybody, untuck your shirts, get out there and roll around in dirt and deliver that mail. What goes on in the wintertime and they all look buttoned up and the first sign of 90 degrees, they all look like they've just been drugged down the street through mud and their shirts are all, they're a mess. Let's get it together.
Or make the mail pickup places a little bit cleaner.
What do you mean?
Maybe they're, you know, they're like having to pick up their mail in caves or something.
Tuck your shirt in. That's all. Just be presentable. You're in a uniform, for God's sakes. The dude I saw the other day almost pulled over and gave him a sandwich and some heroin. He looked horrified. Oh, I'm just a mailman. I'm like, yeah, I go through the protocol in the morning. We have our meeting, day's events, the to-do list, and then we're asked to untuck our shirts and roll around in the dirt for a little bit. So we do that.
They wear tuxes in Gilbert.
They should. That's it. Tux mailman. I'd like to see that. We're all done. That's a great joke, Daniel Harrington. I'm still living on that one. Toledo's blood coursing through his veins for one more day. We'll see if it lasts through another day. And we'll do our big tribute show for Toledo's thick blood.
Can I pick the songs for that, too?
You will. You will be in charge of that. You awesome. Will DJ Toledo's funeral of thick blood. We're all
done. We'll do an apple toast.
Yeah. His blood's a five. It's literally that, you know, that disgusting period that they talk about on the girls that have the thick, heavy flow.
Chunky gravy?
The chunky gravy. That's exactly right. Thank you, Marcus. We're done. Have yourselves a great Wednesday, and I guess we'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect. 98.